London, what was it about their zone read that made it so hard to defend?
It wasn't really hard to defend. I think we didn't fit it up as we had practiced, throughout the week. I mean, we've seen the zone read since, the beginning of OTAs with Robert and our offense. So we know how to fit it up. Guys just didn't play it the way we were supposed to every single time. When we did it, you saw, Reed making plays, us, making plays in the backfield, stuff like that. So,
London, you guys made a lot of big plays, you just said, including your play you and Barry kind of forced at the goal line. And yet, you were on the field too long, they wore you down?
We definitely weren't on the field a long time. We knew it was going to be a 60-minute fight. Their run game was the number one thing we needed to stop with Lynch and Wilson, with that type of offense, that's what they want to do. They want to keep you running sideways, get you running, guessing who has the football, does the running back have it, does the quarterback have it. But you have to maintain gap integrity for 60 minutes. You have to, guys just have to dig down deeper within themselves, go to a level that you didn't think you can go to when you're playing that type of ball game. We were on the field a long time, but, guys were still fighting at the end.
Hey, London, could you talk a little bit about this run you all had getting here and just coming up a little short today?
Yeah, I'm so proud of this team. This besides winning the Super Bowl, this is the greatest feeling I've had about a football team. And I think it starts with our head coach, Coach Shanahan. He's the leader. He's laid the blueprint for us as far as getting on this run that we had. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he was able to do in terms of rallying us around each other and leading us and really laying the map of how we needed to win, those seven games in order to make the playoffs. And he did that, right after the bye week. He said, hey, guys, this is our schedule. This is the Giants schedule. This is the Cowboys schedule. And we do what we want, what we need to do, take care of our business. We will win a division, and that's what happened.
Standing on the sidelines watching Robert run, are you thinking he's hurt, he's not normal?
I think it's obvious to everybody he wasn't 100% after the knee injury that he suffered. And that was really you saw the difference between a healthy Russell Wilson and, Robert not being healthy. I don't know what percentage he was at, but you can tell he just couldn't do the things that he had done all season long to make those dynamic plays. Situation where we'd like to have a healthy, Robert to be able to, make some plays in our zone read stuff and things like that. And, unfortunately, he wasn't 100%. I think that was obvious today and really, down the stretch. I mean, some of those run plays, he's taken off, but he just couldn't do it today,
There's a lot of There's a lot of chatter about Mike Shanahan's decision to play him in the second half. And I wonder, from your standpoint as a guy who willed himself to get on the field a lot of days when you weren't 100%, whether you could put yourself in the mindset of the coach and the player there and your thoughts on it.
I think, for Coach Shanahan, if he has to listen to the player in this situation, you're talking about your franchise quarterback, a guy who's made so many plays to get you to this point. If he tells you he can go, you have to rely on the player at that point in time and let him go. This is the playoffs. This is a do-or-die situation. And guys have a great deal of intestinal fortitude. Never underestimate the heart of an athlete, in a competitive situation. And I think with Robert, he's willed himself to be able to play. He's earned the right to be able to play. If he tells Coach he can play, let him play. And, obviously at the end, he couldn't go anymore. And then that's when Coach Shanahan had to make the decision to take him out.
London, did Coach Shanahan at the bye week challenge you all with the comments that were made early in the year? Did you all take that as a challenge to get?
It wasn't really a challenge. It was really reality. Being gut level honest with you. We're 3-6, and I know a lot was made about the comment he said about seeing. What kind of guys are going to be here for your future? And that was reality in the sense that, when you're 3-6, there's times where teams pack it up. I mean, it just happens in the National Football League. You see, you know, you see some teams, if you look, you know, their seasons, you know, go down you know, toilet, for lack of a better word. You know, there's a – but for us, he clarified exactly what he meant. You know, he addressed it. He wasn't giving up on the season. He was saying, hey, man, this is the time when I need to see what type of character I have. He felt like he knew what type of character he had. The guys on his team, not only character but the talent. And with that being said, you know, he felt like, you know, hey, I'm going to challenge you guys, and this is the reality, and we all understood that. So, you know, that's how we took it.
After the offense got off to such a good start, for the last three quarters they couldn't get much going. How much pressure did that put on you guys on the defense?
You know, with our offense, we feel like, you know, they have the ability to score anytime they have possession of football. You know, for us defensively, we needed to keep holding them to field goals, not giving up the big plays, get off the field on third down. And, you know, we're just waiting for our offense to make some plays. And, you know, at no point did we feel pressure. We just needed to go out and make plays. And that's just how it is. Defensively, you know, you sometimes have to pick your offense up. And, you know, we needed to make, I think, one more play. You know, when the score was 14-13, we needed to make another play, you know, kind of swing the momentum for us. And we weren't able to do that, weren't able to get off the field, and gave up the touchdown and a two-point conversion.
London, back to what you were talking about a minute ago. What responsibilities are for a player as competitive as Robert is, as important as he's been to your success, to look at what's happening and say, you know what, I'm not at my best, I'm hurting my team? What's that dilemma like for a player who's injured?
I think, again, there's a fine line between you know if you can't get it done or if you feel like you still can be effective. And I think for Robert, he felt like he could still be effective up until, you know, obviously at the end when, you know, whatever happened to him, there was no more ability for him to continue to play. But, you know, at that point in time, I mean, this guy has been great for us all year long. So I don't think you look at him and say, you know, hey, it's on him to take himself out. If he can walk, if he was able to do some things, he wanted to be in that football game. We're talking about the playoffs here. You know, it's not a regular season game. We're talking about playoffs, and he's been the number one reason why we were able to get to this position. So for him, if he felt like he can play, he's going to play, you know, and that's the bottom line.
I know, you know, you said last few years you maybe take some time to consider whether or not you're going to return for another season. Does something like this make it more likely you would want to come back, less likely, an experience like this season?
My decision, I'll take the same process that I've taken you know, the last 4 or 5 years. I'll take my time, let the emotions of a season kind of get away, you know, refresh for a little bit, and then, you know, sit down with my family and, you know, make a decision from there as far as whether I continue to play or not.